And shall we pray together? God, our Father, would you speak your words of life to us this morning? Open our hearts, our minds, our ears to hear from you and give us the courage to respond to you. Amen. Today we are starting a new sermon series, thinking about what we're like as a church. And we're thinking particularly this morning about being a church that is welcoming. I've spent most of the week waiting for sermon inspiration to strike, and it struck on Thursday evening in the form of a nature program called Ingenious Animals. The program featured a tiny elephant called Endotto. I guess he probably would come, his head would come just up to my hip height or waist height. Endotto was found alone shortly after his birth, and he was taken to an elephant orphanage just outside Nairobi in Kenya. He was the smallest elephant they had ever taken in, and the keepers didn't think that he would survive. So they wrapped him in a blanket which they strapped to him to replicate the warmth of his mother's side. He was fed by hand something like 4 pints of milk every couple of hours, and he even had a keeper who slept with him each night. There was a very poignant moment when Endotto's keeper was explaining that elephants are not meant to be alone. They're herd animals. If they think that they're by themselves, they will give up the will to live. They'll die of loneliness. Those were the words that the keeper used, because they need company. So if Endotto was to have any hope of life at all in the wild, then he had to be introduced to the herd. The day came when he was ready to meet the herd, but he kept running away from the other elephants and running back to his keepers. And just when they feared that it wouldn't work, a young female elephant called Embego sidled over to Endotto. And this time, he didn't run away. Embego, the narrator told us, like Endotto, had also suffered. She was rescued from angry villagers who had killed her mother in front of her. And somehow, this elephant Embego understood what Endotto needed, and she knew that she needed to go to him, and that through that connection, Endotto would be drawn into the herd. It was a really powerful story to watch. It was powerful in part because of the wonder of nature and the capacity of elephants to experience some sort of compassion. But it was powerful as well because it seemed to speak into the human need to belong, in the human need to be drawn in and be made welcome. So keep that image in mind of the two elephants, because we'll come back to it a couple of times. When it comes to welcoming, whether you're welcoming someone into church or welcoming them into your home or into another place, there are always two sides: the person being welcomed and the one who extends the welcome. Sometimes we use the words host and guest, but in other contexts you might use words like member and visitor, insider and outsider, local and stranger. In the case of Endotto, the elephant, it was herd and orphan. There's often a slightly uncomfortable power dynamic when it comes to welcoming. I think the person seeking a welcome can often feel vulnerable until, that is, they know that they are welcome. Think about the times when you've been the new person somewhere, whether it's the new person in a workplace or the new person at school, new person in a club that you've joined. As I've been reading Bible passages about welcome this week, I've noticed something interesting. I've noticed that Jesus acts as both the host and the guest. Sometimes he puts himself in being the one and then sometimes the other. So he knows what it's like to be member and visitor, to be insider and outsider, to be local and stranger. Think about the overarching story of the gospel. The good news of the gospel is that everyone, we are all welcome in God's family. And yet the story in the gospels is that Jesus himself was rejected. His death was the ultimate sign that he wasn't welcome. So Jesus understands what it's like to be in both of those positions. In our reading from Deuteronomy, Moses says this to God's people: God defends the cause of the fatherless and the widow, and loves the foreigner residing among you, giving them food and clothing. And you are to love those who are foreigners or strangers, for you yourselves were strangers in Egypt. So Moses appeals to the people, telling them to make strangers welcome because they know what it feels like to be the stranger who is unwelcome. Think of those two orphaned elephants again, of Embego, who comes alongside Endotto, who's been just where he has, who reaches out and draws him into the herd. So the Christian approach to welcoming is motivated in part by compassion, by empathy, solidarity, and having a memory like an elephant. Because each of us, in our own way, will have our own memories of what it's like to be on the outside, to feel unwanted or unwelcome or excluded or like we don't belong. Over the years of doing this job, one of the things I've observed is that things like suffering, struggling, or sorrow can cut us off from other people. It's very common for people in church communities, even the people who appear to be right at the heart of things, to feel like they don't truly belong and like they don't fit in because they are going through something that makes them feel different or makes them feel isolated. Sorts of experiences I'm talking about are experiences like bereavement, particularly at a time of life when others don't seem to be going through that. Infertility, having a child with additional needs, being depressed, going through a divorce when all of your friends appear to be happily married, having issues around sexual identity or gender identity, dealing with abuse, losing a job, living with chronic ill health. Lots of people are living with lots of challenges, and very often they feel like they are the only one, and it is a very, very lonely place to be. Suffering, struggling, sorrow can cut us off from other people, but they can also bring us together with other people as well. Those experiences can be unifying because the Christian approach to welcome involves remembering our own experiences of being cut off or on the outside and using that to make room for others, to think about what others might want or need or appreciate, what might help others to feel that they are noticed and cared for. The zoologists and the keepers who work with those orphan elephants can't really explain how one elephant can sense what another elephant can need. But amazingly, Embego was able to reach out to Endotto and draw him in. And the same is true for us as humans. We have the same capacity to notice what other people might need and to reach out and to draw in, to truly welcome others. So your willingness to approach someone, your willingness to notice that it looks like life is hard, your willingness to walk alongside them and share in their struggles is what will make them feel like they belong. And perhaps if others have done that for you, that is the thing that has kept you in church. What I like about our gospel reading from Matthew is that it gives some really simple ways to begin to do that. It suggests that when we offer people food or drink, when we invite them to our home as our guest, when we help with practical things, when we visit someone and become their guest, those are small ways of extending a welcome. They are small ways of letting someone know that they can belong. I don't know how you find it, but a lot of people find it very difficult to approach a stranger and start up a conversation. When people visit church, it's really difficult. You might notice someone think, I don't recognize that face, but many of us find it very hard to go across and say hello. It's a lot easier to do what Jesus suggests in this passage. Can I get you a coffee? Would you like a piece of cake? A young woman I know spent a lot of her time hanging around Christians, I think because she wanted to find God and she wanted to find a place where she could belong as well. She went to a church toddler group. She was invited to all sorts of social events. Everywhere she went, she was surrounded by Christians. But she couldn't bring herself to go to church because she felt that what had happened to her in her past made her stand out like a sore thumb and that she would never fit in. She eventually started coming to church because a group of Christians made her 2 weeks of meals after she had a baby. It was the offer of food that made her feel like she was welcome. And after that, after she'd shared what they had to give her, then she began to share some of the things that made her feel like an outsider. In a few minutes' time, as part of our sharing of communion, we'll be offering people to the opportunity to receive prayer for healing. If anything I've said this morning has resonated with you and you think, I'd like someone to pray for me, then take up that opportunity. If you're feeling like you're in the middle of this group of people, but you feel totally isolated and you want to know that you're not alone, come and be prayed for. If you think, I long to do something to help others, and I know I've got all this stuff that's happened to me, and maybe I can make a difference to someone else, I don't know where to start, come and be prayed for. Or if you're just carrying a weight at the moment and you think, I need to know that God is with me, come and be prayed for. I think the idea of welcome is right at the heart of the Christian gospel. I think I have barely scratched the surface this morning with regards to some of the things that could be said. But I think I want to say, don't be afraid to reach out to someone else if you can remember how it feels to be where they are. If you notice, you think, I can see that person, looks like they're having a hard time. Don't be afraid just to step alongside. And when you do, it might be as simple as saying this, can I get you a cup of tea? Would you like a coffee? But I can tell you, there is bound to be an elephant in the room. Amen.